Well, I think that's good that I was the fucking audio engineer on the last one.
Yeah.
When I told you to put it close.
Do you want the headphones?
No.
Honestly, it's
I can't deal with that.
I don't know.
It's pretty disorienting.
I don't know if anyone's ever thought about this, but perhaps you should do it so everyone has headphones. I don't know if that's even possible, but
nah, we don't have that kind of tech.
Bro. What are we, the Breakfast Club?
What?
Oh, it's a radio show.
They don't all have headphones. I thought they do.
No, they don't have headphones. None of them wear headphones.
Haven't you seen the viral clips?
Like Soulja Boy?
No.
I hope so.
I mean, half the show is...
That was a really good one.
That was a great one, but
half the show is about trying on different hats.
Absolutely, that's so true.
That is true.
They wear different fitteds.
I feel like maybe the hosts wear headphones.
Maybe DJ Envy.
And Charlamagne Tha God.
I don't think Charlamagne wears headphones.
None of them wear headphones.
Well, okay. I don't think
a single one wears... I'm going to look this up.
We should look it up.
Dude, not a single motherfucker is wearing headphones, you fucking idiot.
In the clip?
Adam just wanted to let people know he listened.
He knows black people stuff.
And Breakfast Club,
which you've never...
No, you've never...
I listen live on the radio, on the wireless.
Because you don't have a commute.
You don't have a radio. I get a bowl of cereal out.
DJ Envy, no headphones.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
The baby. Not a headphone in sight, bro. There's not even any like hanging around.
So we shouldn't wear headphones. That's one of the most successful radio programs.
No, too late, man.
Yeah, Adam trying to flex again.
Guess what, man? You actually don't know shit about black people.
Of the culture.
Yeah.
I know about the culture.
Honestly, black people would respect you the least out of all three of us.
That's not true at all.
Absolutely.
I have the most black friends out of all of us.
Black people respect me because they know I can't do any better.
Adam, by the way, being like, I love the new Young Thug to any black person you see doesn't make them your friend.
Yo, I don't do that.
Dead ass.
And I do love this.
Dead ass.
I don't like this new line of criticism.
It slaps.
Because this is actually something that does hurt my feelings. I don't behave in that manner.
Yeah, you do.
I don't code switch. No, I
you
don't.
Code switch. You
no,
code
I don't.
With your other Vegas Jewish friends.
I code switch around Jews, certainly. I will fully cop to that. That me and other Jews at a younger age did talk sometimes in AAVE. At a much younger age. Mm. But that was out of respect for the culture.
That boy tattling on himself. Now, we all know.
No, that
we
is...
All sit, this is how I code switch.
There is a long lineage...
I talk to black people, I talk like their grandma.
How you doing, Jeremy?
How you doing, baby?
Oh, y'all listening to your music? That's all right with me. Just keep it down. If I could just... How y'all doing? If I could just ask y'all to keep it down, that would be... Like what? What?
Excuse me? What are you saying, bro?
How you doing, child?
I bet to see you in church on Sunday.
Yeah.
Why do you keep referring to everything as a cookout?
Yeah, just turn around to my friend. Sorry about that.
Sorry,
I just had to deal with these guys.
Greased up working on your cars and teens come by.
Y'all be good now.
Hand me the wrench.
Sorry about that. It's very fucking hard for me to go see a movie in theaters and not like enjoy the experience.
True, that's a good point.
So no matter what, if I go see something in theaters, it's getting
I love
up.
The magic of the movies. I love sitting there.
Yep.
With a little
looking over
snacks.
At the guy next to you, hoping there's
a... You know my friend, shut up.
Reading reviews of the movie while it's on, ignoring it.
Why do you say this about me, too?
It was so good.
This is another thing that you say about me that's not based on anything.
Because what it was about was...
He's watching
I heard from a friend of mine.
If I had to rate this movie, I'd say it's 83%. That's my opinion. I'd say if I had to like just feel like what my true opinion of this movie was...
I don't know what...
83% good.
This really does hurt my feelings.
Sorry, man.
Because I love taking contrarian stances.
Oh, what's up, brother cousin? To the janitor.
That's not
the movie theater. My man slaps. Did you see the movie? Oh yeah, me neither. I can't afford this stuff. I'm like you, from the ghetto.
The ghetto, brother.
Brother man. You ever hear of The Breakfast Club?
I love the headphones they wear on that show. Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah, those
I'm
headphones,
feeling very attacked right now.
That's
right,
those man, headphones sorry. Slap.
I don't talk that way.
Charlemagne's headphones go off.
Yeah.
I hate him, dude.
You hate Charlemagne?
You hate Charlemagne, dude?
What's the hate about him?
He made that video with Lena Dunham for Hillary Clinton.
He asked the tough questions.
What about his book, Black Privilege?
Mm-hmm. I haven't read it. Is it good?
It's really good. I haven't read it. But it's him and smoking a cigar,
mm-hmm.
you know?
It's certainly a
thought-provoking title,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Black Privilege.
what would yeah. you say? What are some examples of black privilege?
Let's see here.
No one's allowed to touch your hair.
Yeah, yes. That's a privilege.
Mm. And Charlemagne, he doesn't want it. He's so against enjoying black privilege, having any advantage over the white man.
Is that his message?
He shaved his head.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the message, though?
I don't fucking know, dude.
Is it like a Ben Carson style message?
You should read it so you can bring up some of those things with the brother.
I don't know what this is. Was it because it was just I was gone for the Jewish holiday?
It's literally because of the headphones.
It's because of the headphones.
Because I said the breakfast.
You said, what are we, the breakfast club?
I'm going to look it up.
I just looked it up. You're going to find one picture.
It's literally every other podcast I've ever done. Everyone has headphones.
Yeah. Well, okay, good job. You found one picture.
Well, here's a picture of Angela Yee wearing headphones.
One picture.
Yeah, one picture.
And they're Beats. I thought they all wear Beats.
Oh, you know the name.
Oh, now that you
Damn.
See a picture of them
Mr.
wearing
Mr. Headphones
Beats,
guy
you're pretending
over here.
Like you thought they wore Damn. Beats.
I love going into the hood and telling the fellas about the headphones.
Nick, this is a rude attack on me.
Hey, fellas, y'all enjoying y'all's Beats by Dre?
Mm-hmm.
Which is what I have also.
Mm-hmm.
No, I have Sony headphones. I got them at Costco.
Keep looking for fucking pictures, dude.
I'm not. I'm done looking. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Accuse me of casual racism some more.
Is it casual racism?
We're not accusing you of racism. We're accusing
we didn't say there's anything hard. Casual
it's
about
micro.
It. It's micro. It's pretty. You put a lot of effort into it, actually.
No, Nick, that would be you.
No, you know me. I'm just being casual and cool with my brother cousins.
Brother cousin was
the
good.
The intersection of money and hustling. And just
wearing like a fucking, like an airbrushed Patrick Starr with a grill t-shirt.
Yeah, bringing your own rag to help some old black guy detail his car. He's
the
like,
only,
hey, man, come on, what are you doing? Get your fucking hands off my car.
The only thing I've ever like, done that could oh, be I'm considered.
Like, hey, what's going on, guys?
I thought it was a good old fashioned car rub.
I thought we were all rubbing the car together. I saw this.
I saw this when I watched
Boys in the Hood.
The only thing that I have ever done that could be considered racist was I wore a kente cloth at my graduation.